This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
It ain't a man's world.
You go, girl.
Girl, sugar and spice.
And everything nice.
It ain't a man's world.
You go, girl.
Girl, sugar and spice.
And everything nice.
She thinks it's all in me.
It's a cheap thing, and it's all in me. Good morning, Gloucester! I love that song. Bridget, thank you so much for, like, bringing that song. Like,
I forgot all about it. And you know, Kate is really going to appreciate that.
It's one of my workout songs.
She appreciates some old school stuff right there.
It's one of my workout songs, and I listen to it. It's not that I listen to it daily because I love it, because I do love it, but it just happens to come on. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh,
like,
my God. I have not heard that in so
I
many
wish
years.
I had DJ skills, because I would probably be the best 90s old school DJ on the planet.
It's no, I would. Goals. I think we'd bat. We should battle.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God. If I'll we have ever my have DJ skills, we should battle.
You know what? Like, and I'm going to have my phone charged the next time. We should totally have it like a chart, like a
dude,
90s.
I'd, so, dude, I'm so when I'd win. Dude, that's my jam right there.
No, I
would so win.
Listen, back in the days.
Dude, I'd win.
Back in the days of Napster and stuff, I'm on
Napster? I was all about Napster.
I might have been a pirate. no eye patch, but I might have been a pirate. What's up, Metallica?
Oh, that would be the best. You know, that'd be like the most listened to podcast like ever.
Should do it. We should do
90s? Are you kidding me? That is just, oh my God.
Bring back the wild video it. Dance party of O'Malley School, you know?
Yes. Yes. It needs to happen.
That was a weird time, man.
That would be so much fun.
Now that we're talking about it, it's not even on my, but did you ever used to sneak into the O'Malley School dances when you were in full, like a middle, like in elementary school?
No.
Oh, so it was just me.
Yeah, why would I sneak into O'Malley?
Because,
I don't understand.
Oh,
well, I'm sure they don't do that now because everything's like on lockdown.
No. But like back in the day when I was in fifth grade, I would sneak into the O'Malley School dances at the Legion.
Oh, the Legion.
Yeah.
I remember going to the Legion when I was in sixth and seventh grade.
I remember my best friend Christina and I, we snuck into the O'Malley Halloween dance.
Oh.
And we were in costume, and we got called out by a chaperone and were turned away. And, like, I started crying, had my mom come and get me. This fucker who called us out fucking was in my grade. And his mom happened to be chaperone and told him, they're in my class. Whatever, that little asshole.
Yeah.
But I had some great memories of sneaking into the American Legion.
That is so funny. I have memories of the American Legion.
Man,
and you want to know what song comes to mind when we say American Legion? Boys to Men, End of the Road.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding?
No,
like,
can I
that
tell you?
Song comes up like right now. That's Boys to Men, End of the Road. It's total Legion.
Can I just tell you
total
something
Legion.
About this? Okay. When I was in fourth grade, that was my favorite song. That was like my all-time favorite song. Boys to Men were my favorite. I decided to write a love letter to my fourth grade crush using the lyrics of
Genius.
End of the Road.
Genius.
However, as a grown-ass adult, have you listened to those lyrics? Those aren't lyrics of a love letter. What the fuck?
And, no, they're a breakup, actually.
Oh, he made fun of me so bad.
Aww.
And, you know, whatever. I'm cool. He's fat. It's fine. He's bald. Bye.
Bye, girl. Bye.
Bye,
Felicia.
No, it's bye, Philippe.
Oh, bye, Philippe, if it's a guy.
If it's a dude,
I thought
it's bye,
bye, Philippe.
Philippe. Yeah, well, Felipe, whatever.
Felipe,
you want to put your skin on,
bye.
That's fine.
Bye, girl, bye.
One song that sticks in my head, American Legion dances, is Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight, because I got to dance with an eighth grader.
Yep.
As a fifth grader.
As a, are you serious?
Is it trying to restart?
No, I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was... Those were some times, and then when I finally was in sixth grade, we had the wild video dance party. And I remember they had George Thorogood's get a haircut and get a real job, and I was like, I don't understand what's happening. But I do remember starting in like ninth grade, we'd go to the Roller Palace on Friday nights in Beverly. And yeah. they'd be playing fucking Genuine's Pony and
oh,
shit.
I love it. Roller Palace has yeah. the best music of
well,
all
closing.
Time.
I heard they're closing.
Stop it
they're
right
gonna
now.
Make, they're going to make it a rehab center.
No.
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Why would they close a Roller Palace?
Because no one goes to the Roller Palace.
Stop it.
We should go.
Fuck no,
it.
We need to go.
Let's
we need
it.
To save the Roller Palace.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
We need to save it.
I think
this is not happening right now. My sister would be dead on the floor if she knew right now that they
yeah,
were trying
I
to close.
Yeah, I believe they're closing.
Stop. Where'd you hear this rumor?
Actually, someone had posted that they were going to the Roller Palace for one last round.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
No.
It's a true story.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It is.
Because if there's one last round, I have to be there.
You need to be there
with
a couple
my
skates.
Custom, no, my custom made Skechers roller skates.
Oh, shut up.
Don't be hating.
You still
we're
got those?
Yes! We're a roller skating family. We're not rollerblading family.
Oh,
my
man.
Sister still roller skates. She got on a roller derby team, but it was too far away. Mm-hmm. She didn't do it. She was telling me to try out. Like, we are a roller skating team. So, are you roller skating or roller derby?
Okay.
Roller...
So, I started rollerblading.
Rollerblading.
So, I started roller skating, and I had a whole routine to, like, Motown Philly and fuck... I used to do couples, like, I used to dress to the nines with a girl, I'm not gonna say her name, and she used to give me big Texas hair, and, like, I looked a hot mess. Like, thank God there were no cameras back then. And, we would just go chat up with, like, Beverly Boys and shit, and we would go to the Roller Palace every Friday night. And, I roller skated, and then... The one time I did rollerblading at the Roller Palace, I was working at the Y, and I was doing some Nancy Kerrigan bullshit in the middle of the floor, and I went to go hit my brake, and you know how they have those heel
yeah.
brakes?
Yeah.
Wrong foot. My leg kicked up.
Oh, no.
Apparently, my kneecap displaced the femur and the other bone, and I don't know what it is. Celia can correct me. smacked together.
Aww.
And then my kneecap reset. And I couldn't feel my foot.
What?
I was in a robo brace for 7 months.
Wait, how old are you at this point?
21.
Yeah. No, stop it. You're kidding.
I know.
No, you're 21.
I told you, I was working at the Y.
Dude, 21.
Yeah, I was
thought
a shepherd.
You were gonna be like, I was like 16.
No, I was 21. Motherfucking got old
Seriously.
Real quick.
Seriously.
It was the day before Thanksgiving. It was a half day for all the
get out
leaders
right
and
now.
Stuff.
And stop.
I showed up to Beverly Hospital with Ben Lorenzano, who I think is at Cape Ann Brewing. And he sat there with me, and it was like, didn't decide to shave your legs today, did you? I'm like, nope, motherfucker was lazy.
Oh,
I'm like, this
my
is
God.
Just, like, the worst. He wore, like, a bedpan on his head to entertain me.
Stop.
I had 9 bone bruises on my leg. And I was in a robo brace for 7 months. And to this day, like, I still have to have, like, something near my knee at night to sleep. Because I still feel like that weird, like, metal pieces.
Ugh.
So, Bridget is not
no.
Nancy Kerrigan,
no.
no matter what her brain thinks.
So, speaking of bringing it back, we're going to give a call to Misty Feliciano from Gloss of Joe's Coffee. And why is it not ringing? We're going to give a call.
She's not here. Used to call
no.
me on the cell phone.
No, no. Misty, she's
no
here.
Hotline bling? No hotline bling?
Oh, my God. So can you... Hold on. Let me try to see if we can
call You her. Want me to talk about our wonderful aftermath of podcast number 10? How did we get so drunk so quickly?
Oh, at Kyle's?
Yeah.
Oh, here we are. Okay, let's call Misty. All
right. All right.
Hello?
Misty!
Linda!
Oh my God, I miss you!
I miss you so much, you have no idea.
So, we already introduced you, Misty, of Gloss of Joe Coffee, but, you know, I don't know, we miss you so much.
I miss you too, that's it. Gloss of Joe's Coffee, not the fabulous, amazing Misty, nothing like that.
Well, there's that too. I mean, there's so much to say. There's so much to say. Like, I don't even know. Like, I'm so excited just talking to you right now.
I know. It's been forever.
It's been too long.
It has. What's when going are you coming? What are we talking about?
When? Well, you know, we were actually we threw you in. We're talking about throwback 90s. And how amazing the throwback 90s were.
Okay.
And then I was like, speaking of throwback, we need to call Misty because we miss her so much.
I'm now in the throwback lane.
And
that's
we,
what happens when you hit 40, right? You get the throwback lane.
And our introduction tonight was it salt and pepper? It was salt and pepper. She thing.
Aha.
And I know you would appreciate that.
Absolutely, always.
So Misty, we miss you. What are you doing these days?
I'm going to school a lot for psychology because, you know, it's expensive to get analyzed. You might as well analyze yourself.
Yep, perfect.
And,
awesome.
And just, you know, helping my son. My son's getting ready to graduate school.
Which totally blows my mind.
I'm homesick.
Totally blows my mind. Devin is about to graduate.
I know. It blows my mind, too. He's going to be 18 in March. It makes me sick.
Get out.
I know. And he's like 6'5".
It's just so crazy. So crazy.
Yeah,
so
he's just tooling around his Mustang. He's got an 84 Mustang that he just thinks is, you know, the ultimate car.
When I met Chris, he had an 86 Camaro red. And I said, don't you ever get rid of that car. And he did. And he regrets it to this day. But I'm like, that was the best car that I've ever driven, like ever.
Yep. I had an 88 Camaro. White with red stripes. Yep.
Oh, those are awesome. They don't build Camaros like they used to.
No,
they don't build anything like they don't even build people like they used to. Are you kidding me?
That's for damn sure.
They don't even build refrigerators like they used to.
No, microwaves, coffee pots, you name it.
No. So when are you coming back to visit or come back to live, I should say?
Coming back to live is like so up in the air right now that, I mean, I was talking to Larry today. Of course, I talk to him all day long every day. But I am like clawing my way out of here. I'm actually coming back probably in January.
Yay!
I know. So I was like, I was going to write you and say, hey, I'm going to be there. So after the holidays, I'm going to be out there for a little while.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. I'm going to be so excited. I know last time you were here like for such a short amount of time and we couldn't connect because it was your first time back, but we definitely need to connect and we have to get Kate and Joey. We need a little reunion.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of wine.
Yeah.
A lot of wine.
Always.
Captain. I mean, who am I fooling?
Yeah, exactly.
Wine, but I always bring the captain.
Oh, I miss you so much, Missy. So when are you how much longer do you have in school?
Well, actually, I'll be getting my bachelor's in October.
Get out!
So, you know, yeah, I know.
Wow.
The good thing is it's online, so I really can, you know, I could do it from Aruba if I wanted to, but being here was just really to help my kid out and get him the schooling he needed. Then, you know, get my butt home. I can't even tell the good people of Gloucester how much I hate it here.
Yeah.
There are no words. It's just, I'm not a Kansas person. I am not Dorothy. Nope, I'm good.
Right. And then when you come back, we can say, you're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
I know, and you know what? I'll appreciate it so much more.
Well, it's usually what happens, even from the townies that live here. You know, they move away, and then they appreciate it so much more when they come back. I'm sure that will happen to me at some point in my life when I ever get out of here, maybe in like 6.5 years. But even, you know, I think even as a townie, I think everyone honestly needs to get off the island.
Oh, God, yes. Please, yes.
I think it's good for anybody, you know, to get away and you know, so they can appreciate where they live. It's just, it's one of those things that I had lived here before, so I knew what was here. So I miss water. That's what I miss. I miss the ocean.
Yeah. Which is one of the really cool things. Like, yeah, you when you're from here, you so take it for granted. And then even when you visit and you're like, yeah, I'm just at the beach today. And people drive hours to go to the beach, hours to just go see sand. And it's so crazy.
Sure.
It's so crazy.
And here, I mean, you know, it's south enough on the map to where we really don't get snow. We get ice, but we really don't get snow. So, and I actually love the winters up there. So I'm sitting here going, okay, any minute now, I'd love to see a snowflake.
So what's your weather there right now in Kansas?
58 degrees.
We see we're in the 50s still right now. Can you believe it? We're still in the 50s?
I know, that's crazy. I mean, here that's kind of normal for us. But, you know, out there, the time I spent there, I don't remember that happening at all.
No, because you were here during the craziest winters where we had mounds and mounds of snow.
It was great. And the video you and I did together, I've got to find that and put that up so people can see it again.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. When we did our snow report, that was awesome, Misty.
Yes, where you were 70 degrees and sunny and I was outside in the blizzard. Yes.
That was amazing. Awesome. I can't wait to do that again.
I know. We need to get together and do videos for your podcast. What if we, you know?
Yes. Yeah, totally. I will, yes. Okay. Now, yes, we have to do something for sure.
I could be your correspondent in Kansas where nobody cares.
Yes. Oh, I love it. All right. Well, Misty, I know you're very busy with your school and you have a test and you're studying and everything like that.
I do. I have to go remember the factors of personality and I don't remember them. So I have to go study for that.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us tonight, Misty. Miss you, and I cannot wait to see you. Make sure you tell us when you're here so we can plan a get-together.
Absolutely. I miss you. I miss everybody. I miss Gloucester. Merry Christmas, everybody. And Diva, thanks for calling me.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you later, Misty. Happy holidays. Bye. Love you. Bye. Yay, I love Misty. Misty is honestly one of my favorite people. Love her. And yeah, I can't wait to see her when she comes back. She did come back during the summer, and I could not connect with her because she was just got engaged with Larry. Larry and Missy are engaged. Mm-hmm. And she came back, and it just wasn't happening. So I cannot wait to see her.
That was the thing when I lived out west trying to connect with people here. I'm like, I'm literally here for 4 days, four fucking days. Like, meet me or not.
Right.
And then
exactly.
Now I'm back. I'm like, oh, when do I get to fly back to California and stuff like that?
Right.
So going back before we talked to Awesome Misty, podcast number 10 where we periscoped and shit.
Oh yeah.
You guys,
you had people
out.
All over watching you because you.
If you guys missed the aftermath, which was the after recording
with after show,
with after
we
show,
we recorded the after
that
show.
After show, like I wish somehow that was recorded. That shit was incredible.
It was. And however, Frankie, right?
Who is so, Frankie?
Frankie Gwen was very much a part of like commenting on the after show. So now that I'm okay.
Sorry, Frankie.
So things are coming to light, and I know. Wait, Frankie is Canadian? No. And I think we talked about that, or Frankie was on his way to Canada.
He was in Canada.
But Drake is Canadian?
So Drake is Canadian. We talked about Hotline Bling on the podcast.
Right, and how they did a mashup with Adele and...
Well, that's coming.
It's coming.
She wants to do a mashup with him so bad, and he's down. He's totally down. So we were talking about Degrassi.
Do you know how hot that would be?
Of course it would. Hello. We were talking about Degrassi Junior High and how Drake is Canadian. And Kyle's like, wait, Drake's Canadian? And so I happen to be a little excited or a little saucy with my wine. And Frankie, who apparently you guys told me he was in Canada, I'm like, do you know Drake? Do you know Drake,
oh,
Frankie?
Yeah.
Frankie
yeah,
wouldn't answer
it's
the question.
All coming back
Frankie,
to me.
You still haven't answered the question, homeboy. Like, I need to know, do you know Drake? Yeah, so Drake is Canadian. He's also like half black, half white.
Drake's hot, by the way.
Kyle
was
just like, what? Oh, like,
what's happening.
I'm telling you right now, my favorite thing is to watch every internet reaction of Hotline Bling. What do you do? No.
I don't know. I'm trying to get back to
oh
the
my
list.
God, don't be like looking at my shit.
I don't know. I'm trying not to.
I got
to.
Some secret things.
I know. I'm trying
what?
Not to.
What did you even do? Okay,
I don't
there
know.
We go.
It went ghost on me. Okay, yeah.
You on your you get out of here.
What?
I'm looking at your list and you have Justin Bieber Love Yourself No Guilt. Bitch, I'm loving Justin Bieber right now and I was
talking about it.
I know, but I was just listening
just
to that
totally
song.
About, yeah.
I was okay.
Today I heard that song like 3 times.
Did you know he has the top number? He has number 2 and number 3 on iTunes right now.
Oh,
for that song and Sorry.
God.
And his
Justin
other...
Bieber Love You. When you listen to it, but then you gotta listen to it again, and then you gotta listen again, and you really have to listen to the lyrics on this.
Mm-hmm.
I am loving him, and he's coming. His both of his shows are sold out.
And
my daughter's making fun of me.
I would go with you,
but they're sold out. And her best friend's going. She's like, Mom, Tess is going. Do you want to go with Tess? I'm like, yes.
Can we shank her? Can we jump her?
Seriously. I want our tickets.
Let's jump her.
My God. I'm loving.
I literally put that on
no
the day.
No fucking shame that I love Justin Bieber
right now. I've been listening
right
to that
Are you
song.
Kidding?
I've been listening to that. I listened to his full album when it was released a few weeks ago.
I've heard
just,
a lot of good
but
things
But I
about
just
it.
Put that on the list today. That is so
I
great.
I love it.
Yeah. Good.
So your other song that you want to talk about is Here.
So that's a song
that
for
was
Kyle.
For Alessia.
Kara. Alessia Kara.
I love that song.
So for some reason, when that song comes on, I instantly think of Kyle.
No way. Really?
And it's not that, like, Kyle is definitely a people person. But there's a line.
Know.
There's a line in there where she's like, I don't dance. I don't need a boyfriend. And I'm like, oh my God, that's Kyle everywhere. But... So, not only that song, but there's another song called Americana by Halsey. And all of a sudden, it's now a cool thing for these girls, these pop singers, to be talking about, like, marijuana and the state of marijuana.
Oh, the Americana song.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, where are the old new Americana?
Yeah. So, it's interesting.
I am legal marijuana.
I mean,
you
had,
like my singing?
I do.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I mean, you had
yeah,
to, like... Usually you have to like hear the code words in certain hip hop songs
right,
and
right,
stuff
right.
like that to be doing that.
Right.
And you know, and I've been talking about it too, that I feel like the new context of words and vocabulary that's happened in the last 15 years is like the fact that marijuana is just like casual and cool. Hey, I'm down. That's totally I'm down. Let's be friends.
Well,
but also like this whole thing with like San Bernardino and like active shooter. It's like, that is actually a common term now, is like active shooter.
What does that mean?
Active shooter means that there's someone in the building that's actively, like, shooting.
Oh,
so
I know that, but
right.
I thought you were trying to make it,
no, like
it was
there's
something
just,
else.
Like, it's become so common.
Oh,
like,
you
everything,
mean weird
like,
things
between, yeah.
that becoming common?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, that
we
is
never,
weird that's becoming common, yeah.
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 So, like, but that song here... Kind of reminds me of Instant Kyle, like Insta-Kyle. Like, every
okay.
time I hear it, it's Insta-Kyle.
Insta-Kyle. I think Instagram should have Insta-Kyle. And I don't think Kyle has Instagram.
No.
I don't think she does.
It's because her stalker would see everything
oh
about Lily.
Oh, my God. She has such a stalker.
Lily needs an Instagram.
Yes! She would totally do an Instagram for Lily. So, can we talk about or update me on Sam Hunt?
Oh, my God. Have you not? No?
So when I look at listen, Sam Hunt, I think of Sam when you Sam Smith, I don't know, but
no, those are two different
people. They're
so,
two different people. So
I don't
who's Sam Hunt?
I don't listen to country, but
why do I know the name Sam Hunt? Why is this not coming to me right now?
So he sings the song Take Your Time.
Oh yes, that's why. I love that song.
That dude.
Dude, I love that
dude.
Song.
Like, and
love.
I get it. Like, I understand. Like,
wait, no, are you telling me you don't love that song?
I know. I love that song.
No, I love that song.
Okay, I have his
That's
whole album.
That's why I know who he is.
I have his whole album. But.
Oh, I love that.
So, I watch my news feed, and growing up, you know, everyone listened to the same music. So, I thought, and I'm like, shit, when did all these people become country?
Oh, they're and, all country, girlfriend. Yeah, they're all these country. Country shows.
And I feel like I would, there's only like, Sam Hunt would be the one country show I go to, but those chicks would probably be insane.
Oh
there.
My God.
So insane.
Oh my
like,
God.
It'd be Fiesta time, like Fiesta on point. Like, you know, growing up when you remember when the ship would dock in the fucking harbor? Those chicks would come from fucking Revere. They'd come from the fucking woods of New Hampshire. Like, those shit.
Just to get the sailors.
That shit would go down. I'm like.
Just to get the sailors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. There's something recently that I saw that people were doing on Facebook, and then I tried to find it, and I couldn't find it anymore. So we can actually find any year we want to of yearbooks on Facebook? Wait, I don't get it. Can you describe this? Because I've seen people
post those pages,
and then actually pull up their mom and dad's yearbook, and I thought that was so cool, but then I couldn't find how to do it. So
Rick Dowsett from the Homie Cast, he had posted a few weeks back the digital heritage of GHS yearbooks.
Yeah,
from I think it starts in like 1920 up
That's
until.
That's amazing.
So the thing I think it's from the Sawyer Free Library.
But how the hell? Yeah,
and they've got every single.
But
yearbook.
How do you go to it?
You. I think, if anything, you Google, like, Digital Heritage Gloucester, Massachusetts, and I think the list will pull up. He had it, and I shared it, but, you know, I posted a lot.
Should we call him?
We could try.
We could try to call him and be like, Rick, we need you to explain.
And you know what? No one needs to find me from 99 to 2000. I mean, 96
to
2000.
No, but I would love... No, I'm thinking more of, like, I would love to... You know, find my mother, my father, you know, my aunt, which would be really cool.
And it's a trip because I've also gone through my mom's yearbook and try to find like.
Hey, oh wait, you're at some place, aren't you?
At my dad's house.
Oh, okay. You're on Alicia Unleashed, and I had a quick question for you.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the digital heritage face, like
the yearbook
for Gloucester High. How the heck do you get to it?
I only saw the link through Facebook.
Because now we can't find the link, or we can't figure out how to do it.
Let me search around on Facebook, and if I can find it, I'll send you the link in a Facebook message.
Okay, that works, because we're talking about it on the podcast here, and Bridget had brought up you, and then we're like, oh, maybe he knows, and now, yeah, and I just saw it through Facebook.
Dude, it's right there. It's the Sawyer Free Library posted it. All you do
is... Oh, the Sawyer Free Library posted
Digital Heritage Gloucester, and it comes right up.
All
right.
Well,
it's heritagenoblenet.org.
Okay, well, thank you, Rick.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Rick's dad.
Yeah, we found it on the Sawyer Free Library site.
I'm a fucking gangster with this Facebook shit. All
right, well, thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
We be drinking.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
So we found that.
So we found it. So we found it. You didn't have to call Rick.
Fucking Scooby-Doo
but you found
in the
it.
House. What?
So, okay, so we go on digital, we go to the Sawyer Free Library.
So you can just go to the Sawyer Free Library Facebook page. But seriously, if you go into your search function and you click on Digital Heritage Gloucester, it's the first post from October 21st.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, I'm doing that because I really want to know. I do.
It's definitely interesting.
So since we're on songs... Yeah. And we're loving songs. So what are the songs that you hate the most for that are holidays, and what are the best? Oh my God, I've got the best. All I've right. got the best.
If it's Mariah Carey, I might
No, I've got the best.
All right, what is it?
Anything Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler, Hanukkah song, Happy Hanukkah, everybody!
But, like, do you
feel... We're in Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah, but I'm saying Thanksgiving song by Adam Sandler, Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler. There's no Christmas song. No, because it's Hanukkah.
I know, but, like...
We're talking holidays, remember? We are friendly here at Good Morning Gloucester. We're going to talk about everything here.
So... All right. Well, besides that, but do you... Okay, so on Spotify, they have two different versions. They have the modern holiday songs, and then they have the classic holiday songs.
I'm down with both, because guess what? The moderns are getting them from the classic.
Right. Well, right. I feel like all the holiday
Except songs... Except for Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You, which is my favorite freaking Christmas song ever, Bridget. I don't care what you say. I'll throw you down those stairs right now. But that is... freaking best song ever. All I Want for Christmas is You.
I feel like the songs are just, there's no new songs.
All
like,
I Want for Christmas is You.
I get it. I listen, when I was like in middle school and like high school, that was my jam at holiday time. My all-time favorite Christmas song.
Yep.
Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid from the 80s.
Do they know it's Christmas after all? And then...
Then they remade it, which is bullshit.
No. But then they had Something No Chaser that
Straight No Chaser,
which is a mix a cappella, which was amazing.
So
and they had that in there, and they had that in there.
So I was listening to my holiday playlist.
You need to change the way when your phone changes off. Like, you have it on a 5-second rule.
That's because I don't want people up in my
shit. Dude, 5-second rule, dude. Like, mine stays
open. It's just like when you drop food on the floor. 5-second rule.
No,
it's fine.
No. You need to change that shit.
Man, no. You don't even understand.
You need to change it.
Here, you don't even understand. My friends used to hijack my phone and just put nasty shit on there.
Well, that's because you don't have a fingerprint thing.
No, going I ain't on. Fancy.
But 5 seconds, dude? 5 seconds?
Well, you know. Alright.
So what are the worst songs that you don't like?
So that fucking is it Marshmallow World? I hate that song.
Marshmallow World?
Yeah, it's a Marshmallow World.
That's a holiday song?
Fucking hate it, dude.
Okay, alright. I think that's stupid. Now I don't even see that as a holiday song. So go ahead.
Yeah. Anything else? I just don't like Baby It's Cold Outside. It's kind of rapey.
Stop it! Have you heard the Tony Bennett and...
Lady Gaga version?
Yes!
Of course I have. I listen to Magic 106.7 all the time.
All day. All the time. I love that.
Christmas.
How are you going to tell me?
Christmas since October. Bullshit.
Oh my God.
That song and, oh my God, the Waitress song, Christmas Wrapping. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Dude, how old is that song?
Oh, that's like from the 80s.
Yeah, that's an old song.
But also, I'm sorry, Wings, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. Sorry, Paul McCartney. Like, Kanye needs to save you.
So, when you, like, when you celebrate the holidays.
Yes.
I'll tell you my answer in a second, but when you celebrate them, do you feel like you need to bring your present for like everyone?
Oh my God. Yes. Such a trip.
I got out of that a long time ago. So girlfriend. You know what? You know when that changes? When you have children.
Well, that's...
And then you no longer care about anybody but your children.
So that's the thing. Like I've in the past few years, I've had to feel pressure to go shopping for every single person. This year, I've made it a point to focus on the real people and cut the fat out of my steak, if you know what I mean. And it's been so rewarding. But do you have the under the Christmas tree pressure? Where you have to make sure that the whole tree, underneath the tree, is fucking filled with presents?
No, but Chris does. Chris has an issue. So, Chris has a big issue.
So the thing is, are you filling the tree with expensive gifts? Or are you filling the tree with like little tiny minky gifts?
It doesn't matter. Chris just wants to make sure it looks filled. And that he wants to have the kids feel like you know, $1 million on Christmas. And it's not about that. It's never been about that. And my kids are not even about that.
Yeah.
It's within his own psyche that he does it every year. And it's been since these kids have been born. They open up one present. And my kids will not care about the 15 presents under the tree.
Now, do they get to open a gift on Christmas Eve?
No, we didn't do that tradition. I think it's because I grew up with only Santa bringing our gifts.
Yeah.
We didn't have mom and dad bring us gifts. Only Santa did. Mm-hmm. So why would we wouldn't open up on Christmas Eve? My Christmas Eve was tradition was my going to my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
So I opened up every single one of my grandmother's gifts on Christmas Eve. So my traditions were a little bit different. Although I do know there are people that, or a lot of families, that will have them open up a gift on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah. And still do.
But is that from your mom? Is it?
It's from my mom. Sometimes it's from my dog, but, you know, but she doesn't have opposable thumbs.
I wonder why. I don't understand. Like, what's the thing
behind
that?
I think it's because when I was a kid, I used to, like, open the gifts, like, fucking steam the tape off so I could look at it and then put the tape back. I feel like the Christmas Eve present was to kind of just settle, like, calm the storm. Of, like, presents! And also, sometimes I would have to wait until I got to my grandparents' house, which is the house I currently live in now, and open a gift with them so they could see me because I wouldn't be there on Christmas Day.
Right.
We had some traditions. We always used to go to my mom's best friend's house, which, surprisingly, after... When did I graduate? 16 years.
Yeah.
After 16 years of... you know, doing our own thing, we're going back to this person's house for Christmas Eve. And I'm, like, losing my mind. Like, totally. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. But I'm bringing the best gift ever this
wine.
Year.
Wine. Yay. You can't go wrong with wine.
No. Nope.
Yeah. So, that's my thing. And, you know, because I lived my whole life with, you know, Christmas Eve being with my grandmother, and then when she suddenly died and left this earth right before Christmas Eve, which was the most devastating thing ever happened in my life, but I'm over it, you know, it's been 9 years. So, and I'm really not, and I never will be. So,
as you shouldn't be.
Well, I mean, you know,
there's certain moments you're going to miss.
Felicia has welcomed my family, and last year was the very first year that my family and I did something out of our comfort zone, and that was go to Felicia's open house.
Okay.
Which,
that's a thing. Like, open houses are a thing on holidays.
They are a thing, and it's really weird to me, but it is a thing. And because I live such a different Christmas Eve.
Right.
Like, my friend Darcy, her mom always had an open house, and she invited me many, many times in many, many years. And I've been friends with Darcy since sixth grade. I'm going to see her tomorrow in Key West. But you know, and so, but I never went because I always had, like, you know, a Christmas Eve tradition of my own or whatever.
Yeah.
So it is a big thing, and it is, but for me, it's just really weird because how have I spent my whole life?
So my newest tradition had been, since, God, my brother met his girlfriend, now wife, in 2002, her family would invite me up for Christmas, and I'd go to her aunt's house, and there'd be like 25 of us.
Yeah.
And they're all Portuguese. So you would drink, you would eat, you'd go to midnight mass, you'd come back, and you'd open every single present.
Yeah, that's
and I'm like,
yeah, that I know that was some Portuguese.
And
family.
This year,
yeah.
I'm not doing it. There was a few years in between where I was out in California and I stayed out there, not because I didn't want to be home. Trust me, I wanted to be home. This one year, I'm like, hey, San Diego Police Department, you sure look nice on Christmas Day. Hey, that's, you know, I'm crazy. Whatever. That was probably the worst Christmas I've ever had, but. You know, it's one of those things where you get all these different traditions. And this year, I'm going back to the roots, which is hilarious because we did that ever since I can remember. We'd always go to this one friend's house on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And this year, we're going. But the thing is, I mean, I'm a rare breed because I'm 33 and single and no children, never been married, all that stuff. Everyone that's going to be there is married, kids now. And I'm like, whoa. God, that's so crazy.
You will be one day.
Yeah, then that's fine. I'm not under a mistletoe.
You're just following the guy pattern because there are some guys. I don't know when Joey exactly. But there are some people that have kids later in their 30s, and which is very foreign to me.
Let me just tell you right now. I am totally cool with Market Basket on a Sunday being my birth control because some of those kids that go in there, I want to rip things out. I'm like, horrible. Oh my God. Please.
Horrible. Horrible.
But
so as a kid then.
Yeah.
So most memorable child Christmas gift, I'm going to tell you mine.
Okay. Do it.
So there was us three girls. And of course, you know, when you're growing up in a household with, you know, two parents that work as hard as they could, mom and dad, we did get a lot of presents that were to all three of us. But my mom and dad always went out all Christmas. We always got what we wanted. But there was one, and that was our karaoke player. Karaoke machine.
Oh, wow.
We got our very own karaoke machine. It was a tape cassette.
How old were you?
I was in 7th grade, and my very, that what came with my karaoke machine was the Whitney Houston karaoke cassette tape.
Oh, my God.
Bitches, you can't even buy that nowadays. Get your own Whitney Houston cassette tape. So, at the very same time, my Biffle Erica got her very own karaoke machine with cassette tape, but not the Whitney Houston. So I would bring it over to her house because that's pretty much where I lived. Like, I lived at Erica's house, like 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th.
I remember
like,
the first
I just
day.
Lived
I remember the first day of high school for me, the first day of 9th grade. I went to Erica's house, and you were there in the morning. We were all preparing to go to school together, and you girls were doing your makeup, and I'm like, I'm just gonna sit here, and my friend who did my big Dallas hair for, like, the Roller Palace did my makeup and stuff like that, and that's, like, the first memory I have of you. Is like,
really?
Hey,
that's the first memory you have of me?
Like, at Erica's house, on a whole other level, yeah. And we were listening to, like, Aaliyah's Are You That Somebody?
Oh, hell yeah, Aaliyah. Who are you kidding? Oh, yes, Aaliyah. So I sang the shit out of Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, that's my jam.
Are you kidding me?
That's my jam.
Sang it till seriously, the tape probably broke. And all of a sudden, one day, the tape disappeared from the karaoke machine.
I've had that happen.
It was Janine, my second mother. It was Erica's mother. And she swears to this day.
She didn't do it.
She will swear to this day that she did not do anything to that tape, that tape mysteriously disappeared. And at every wedding, at every party, any time, even when Whitney passed, that's my girl, Janine, and I Want to Dance with Somebody. She will never forget that for the rest of her life.
So that song was actually my opening song for softball for 3.5 years. I made every team I ever played with listen to that song and sing with me before we could play, before we got
that's
on the field.
That's amazing.
And like that's anytime, amazing. Anytime like I go to weddings and they're like, oh, what's the song you request? I'm like, fucking, I'm right. I want to dance with somebody because I know
amazing.
That shit. And I will be the only person on the floor and I will dance. I don't
amazing.
Give a shit. And I will scream at the top of my lungs.
So what is your most memorable childhood gift?
So the inspiration between this thought was I was listening to, oh my God, I was listening to Everclear.
Oh, really?
So, I remember asking for 4 obscure CDs for Christmas one year. And it was like Everclear, So Much for the Afterglow, Lauryn Hill's Misunderstanding of Miss Lauryn Hill.
Amazing. Yes, awesome.
Brandy and Monica.
Brandy and Monica, my God, I love it!
Just go back to the 90s and early
2000s. Oh, my God.
But my all-time favorite, like, memorable Christmas gift was when I got my New Kids on the Block stage for my New Kids on the Block dolls. Barbie?
You had dolls?
Oh, yeah.
You got the New Kids on the Block dolls?
Barbie had a date for 5 days out of the week. Are you kidding me? Sometimes Joey on the weekends. Like,
wow.
Oh, yeah. My Barbie was, like, playing. Yeah, the stage with the little fucking posters, that little Donnie with his rat tail. I had the New Kids on the Block sheets. I got the New
Kids. I had the sheets. We had the pillowcases.
I got the comforter. All that.
Yeah, we had all that. We had all that. We had posters and all. I mean, we had everything.
That was my New Kids on the Block Christmas. That was my New Kids Christmas. And so, yeah, that was my most memorable gift to this date, was still getting the New Kids on the Block stage, because, you know, I had awesome. To use, I usually had to borrow my brother's, like, G.I. Joe Command Center for Barbie, because I couldn't get the Dream House, so, because my mom worked really super hard, she was a single mom, so when I got the stage, I was like, fucking Barbie, look, we upgrade, moving on up! You know,
Barbie don't need no Dream House. Barbie don't she got the New Kids on the Block stage. That's much better. New Kids on the Block stage. We're moving up, bitch. We're moving up. But get your Dream House.
Get your life, stage. Barbie. Get your life.
MK OTB, bitch. I love it.
Oh,
yay! So, do we have a song to go out to?
I mean, we could.
I mean, we could have a festive song.
I mean, like, I might have been listening to Justin Bieber's Mistletoe the other day.
Stop!
I didn't know! Stop it. I didn't know! I was listening to Spotify, I'm like, oh, this is a cool song, alright. And then I'm like, and I looked and I was like, fucking Justin Bieber, he's everywhere.
Alright, I've got a good one. Oh, wait, hold on. I know you don't like it, but I'm gonna play it anyway.
Oh, you're gonna kill me.
I am. So, this is Bridget and Alicia. I know you don't like it, but I love it.
Is this the Taylor Swift version? Is it Taylor Swift or
Hell yeah, bitches.
Oh my dear God. Kill me. Kill me. Everything. Kill me.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia for podcast
12.
12, bitches. Bye. 12.
Where you at, homie cast?
Bye-bye.
Nice. I'm gonna go pee.